From NPR News in Washington, I'm Carol Van Dam. A big section of the East Coast is under a winter storm warning. As NPR's Tamara Keith reports, the same storm that caused hundreds of flight cancellations on Saturday could cause major headaches for travelers trying to get home on Sunday.
Forecasters say it looks like the storm will rapidly intensify off the southeastern coast and hit the mid-Atlantic and New England coast with a heavy snowfall event. Dan Peterson is a meteorologist on the Winter Weather Desk at the National Weather Service. He says southeastern New York and New England could see 1 to 2 feet of snow by Monday morning.
With the forecast of heavy snow impacting both New York and Boston and their importance to the national flight routes and schedules, there's going to be a very big impact on aviation.
And on the roads. Peterson says people planning to drive should either leave early to get ahead of the storm or plan for an extra day with relatives waiting it out. Tamara Keith, NPR News, Washington.
Already, Continental Airlines has canceled 250 departures from Newark's Liberty International Airport near New York City due to the weather. Delta says it has about 500 flight cancellations for the same reason, but it hasn't made cancellations for Sunday yet. Airlines are advising people to check first on your flight before you head out if you're flying through Boston, New York, Baltimore, Washington, or Newark on Sunday or Monday. The governors of Virginia and North Carolina have declared states of emergency in case they need to deploy the National Guard to help clear streets or other transportation sectors. There's one kind of business really hoping to get a break from bad Christmas Day weather. NPR's Nathan Rott offers this hint: you can be served Peking duck.
Ming's Japanese and Chinese cuisine is packed. It's a small restaurant in Washington, D.C.'s Chinatown. Michelle Tan, the manager of Ming's, says Christmas is one of the busiest days of the year. So busy that this woman and her family didn't even bother trying for a table.
It's changed recently, but it used to be that the only two things that were open were the movie theaters and Chinese.
That's Hannah Schrader, and she and her family opted for Spanish cuisine instead. She says they're Jewish, and their Christmas tradition is usually a Chinese dinner.
But now it's like everyone's thing, because I guess people are tired of their families after they open their presents.
And that means crowded dining rooms and longer waits. Good for business, but bad for the Schraders and other families looking for a holiday meal without the holiday crowds. Nathan Rott, NPR News, Washington.
Pope Benedict made it clear in his annual Christmas Day message that tensions remain high between the Vatican and China. The pontiff called on Chinese Catholics to stay loyal to the church, even though they face government persecution over their religious beliefs. It's been a somber Christmas in many of the world's hotspots. 11 people were injured when a bomb went off in a police chapel in the Philippines on Christmas Day. And there were several attacks on churches in Nigeria. 6 were killed in northern Nigeria. This is NPR News. A female suicide bomber targeted a key tribal area in Pakistan along the Afghanistan border, killing at least 45 people on Saturday. She wore a burqa while tossing hand grenades and then detonating a belt full of explosives at an aid center. The attack comes a day after some 150 militants opened fire on authorities, killing 11 soldiers. 24 militants died in the attacks. The UN says about 14,000 people have fled Ivory Coast into neighboring Liberia following post-election violence after last month's disputed presidential vote. NPR's Ofebio Quistarkton reports in his annual Christmas address, the Pope included Ivory Coast in a list of countries needing divine intervention.
The UN Refugee Agency says most of the people who've crossed into Liberia come from villages in the west of Ivory Coast. They say their supporters of Alassane Ouattara declared the winner of the presidential vote by the Electoral Commission, endorsed by the UN and backed by African and world leaders. The refugees tell the UN they're escaping violence back home. They fear could trigger a return to civil war in Ivory Coast. Despite mounting pressure on the incumbent Laurent Gbagbo to step down, he is grimly clinging to power. Gbagbo has deployed security forces to crush protest and blockade the UN-guarded hotel where his rival Ouattara and his camp are holed up. Ofebia Quistarkton, NPR News, Dakar.
Britain's Queen Elizabeth II is highlighting the role of sports in building communities during her annual Christmas Day message to the nation. The Queen credits athletics with teaching valuable social skills and offering a different perspective on life for children. I'm Carol Van Dam, NPR News in Washington.